local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And welcome into hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you for the next 48 minutes, getting you caught up to speed on everything happening in your world today. Hopefully a laugh or two along the way. Thanks so much for tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620. A lot of interaction last hour. Hopefully repeat this hour. The traffic line 850-262-6111. If you see anything on the roadways last hour, pretty smooth sailing. Hopefully it stays that way. We'll get our first check of the weather and roads in just a couple of minutes from right now. After our top three stories, tensions from pro-Palestinian protests on the campus of Columbia, Yale, causing classes to go virtual.
According to reports, a mass protester shouted, quote, "We are Hamas, we're all Hamas." A group of thugs screamed, quote, "Never forget the 7th of October. That will happen not one more time, not 1,000 times more, but 10,000 times more."
Well, it's now day six of demonstration. School president calling it a crisis. Protesters say they want the school to divest from companies they say profit from Israel's violations of international law and Palestinian rights. 40 protesters were arrested during a rally at Yale as well. President Biden speaking out on it today.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Okay, not exactly sure where the specifics were on that. We talked about this last hour a good bit, but Austin, I have no problem with pro-Palestinian protests.
No?
Assuming that they are just that. Protests, but that is not what we have seen. We have seen people going out of their way to force people to have to go out of their own way in living their lives. We saw it last week at O'Hare Airport, Golden Gate Bridge, downtown New York, all over the place. And the people that will come out and say that protests are supposed to make people uncomfortable and No. You want to go on the street corner, you want to wave your flag, you want to hold up your sign, God bless you. But when I see video on these campuses of a row of protesters that are actively moving, shifting from side to side, blocking a Jewish student from going to class, that's past the line. When I see terminal footage or around the terminal in the Kennedy Expressway in Chicago where people are having to get out of their Ubers or their taxis or whatever with their luggage, make a 20-minute hike to the terminal because they're worried about missing their flights, no, that's not it, man. And I don't care what side of the coin you're on. And whether it's Palestine and Israel or race relations or whatever the case may be, you want to protest? Fine. But you do it, you'll don't get in my way of me trying to live my life and pay my bills.
Yeah, I think it was Ronald Reagan years ago. He said something to the effect of basically like, you know, condemning the idea of these people can do whatever they want as long as they put it under the label protest. And that's kind of what we're seeing here. We saw it with like the Black Lives Matter stuff as well. Some people were protesting, good for them, but then you got some people who are like looting and rioting. It's like, that's not protesting. That's mm-hmm. breaking the law. So yeah, I mean, it's just, people go overboard, and unfortunately, that's what's happening here.
Yeah.
5:15, a very quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'll keep it brief. Just a few spots of note here. If you are traveling on 9 Mile Road, this is either east or west towards the basically it's where the Hancock Whitney Bank is. That's next to Red Crab, Juicy Seafood, Whataburger, that area there. Both going both ways, we've got some congestion in that area. I was about to give a street name, but I don't think it's a very well-known street. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road or southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10. We've got typical evening traffic causing you backups going both ways there. Let's see. Caroline Street. It's no longer an issue if you're trying to travel westbound and come over Blackwater River, but it is a problem if you're traveling eastbound, just passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. We've got some typical traffic in that area as well. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much that'll hold you up for too long.
All right, very good. Alan's in the house with the forecast.
The weather overnight, again, cooling down. Low temperatures inland will drop down into the 40s along the coastal zones, mainly between 50 and 55. Another beautiful day with sunny skies here for Tuesday. We'll have high temperatures in the mid-70s. As we move through the week, the weather will slowly warm up, and it will be all dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right, very good. Looking at some of our local headlines, of course, busy there. Escambia County Commissioners meeting today and discussing, among many things, OLF 8, the property in Beulah, of course, that has been under a microscope for the last few months, if not a couple of years, because of all that's been going on in Beulah with the master plan and all that. But last week, another proposal coming in to purchase 290 acres. $22.5 million. Local developers Cliff Moe and Ryan Chavers were the one that made that offer. That was discussed today. Commissioner Jeff Ragosh admitting that in order to finalize a sale agreement, there will need to be tweaks to the approved master plan. But one thing he's not budging on is the development of a town center.
That plot, that land was supposed to be for job generation. We had a very, very hard-fought, years-long compromise that we came to. So my position at this point in the game is sticking to the compromise. That's what the citizens wanted. That's what this board voted for. So that's going to be an important clarification that I'm going to need.
Yeah, so that offer from last week, of course, did not make clear, and Bergosh was saying there is that it didn't make clear whether the town center would be included in that. So he was seeking clarification from the attorney who was representing the group. The county staff, though, was directed to continue discussions with both the new group as well as Fred Hammer's Beulah Town Center LLC. Of course, for the last month and some change now, they have had exclusive negotiations, but that is now changing. You know, what's interesting, Austin, is, of course, Escambia County Commissioners are no stranger to controversy, and there's a long laundry list of stuff that we have covered here and, of course, other media outlets around town. We do not have time to go through each one here. But typically, the one thing that the Escambia County Commissioners have done a good job with in their meetings is they have stayed away from the bickering and the infighting that we typically see in Santa Rosa County.
Yeah.
That was not the case today. animosity between Commissioners Bergosh and Mike Kohler, as they both accused the other of possible sunshine violations while enjoying an adult beverage. Listen to this.
If you want to go yourself down in the gutter, we'll go ahead and do that when you threaten.
No, I'm telling the truth.
Drinking beer because I wouldn't vote for you and you told me I had the votes. Remember that?
That's a lie. That never happened.
Mine's a lie. He's right. But that's actually what happened. You had your phone on while you at Seville while you were telling me because I didn't vote for you.
I've got a phone record of you calling me.
You have a phone record of being at Seville Quarter where you said I have the votes?
Nope.
Oh, come on, man.
So this thing started over. There was a discussion about whether the county should pay a $5,000 in legal fees to a former EMS employee who had been accused of falsifying training records. However, she was not convicted of anything. There was a pretrial diversion settlement with the Department of Health. So Commissioner Kohler was bringing up just how shoddy the investigation with DOH was, why no commissioners at the time were held accountable. He said, I'm going to write a letter to the governor and to DOH because I'm tired of people on this board not being held accountable for all the dumb stuff that happens. And so Commissioner Bergosh then says, you're going to write a letter, huh? Well, maybe you should also bring up the sunshine violation that you almost committed when you called me drunk to talk about county business. And I said, hey, Mike, we can't talk about this right now.
Right.
And then Commissioner Kohler is then saying, well, you called me from the Seville Quarter and we were talking about stuff then. So that was the whole back and back and forth there. But
Real Housewives of Escambia County.
That's Well, you know, Andrew has as Milton turns or whatever Days of Our Milton.
Days of Our Milton.
Maybe
it's nonsense.
We could just have something like that for Escambia County. We'll run it up the chain and see what they have to say about that. 5:21. We'll take a break there. State and national headlines next.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
The calendar tells us that today is Earth Day, and this day provides an appropriate time for us to look at God's creation and to thank Him for the beauty of this earth. Think with me about God creating the sun and the moon, which provide day and night for the earth. Think about the size of the oceans across the planet. About 71% of the earth's surface is water. Yet consider the land that God created with the beautiful grass and flowers and fruit trees. Think about the seasons and the blessings of winter, spring, summer, and fall. Marvel at the birds in the air and the fish in the sea. Consider the cattle and the majestic beasts of the earth. And with all that in mind, remember that God describes the earth as His footstool. Isn't that incredible? As big and as glorious as the earth is to us, it is merely God's footstool. What a mighty God we serve.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. If you are traveling, this is especially if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road, but also a little bit if you're traveling eastbound as well, near Holsbury Road. Now, if you don't know where that is where the light is with Applebee's and Hancock, Whitney Bank. It's that area where those things are. We've just got some congestion over there. Never any confirmation of an accident, at least not yet, but nonetheless, something to keep an eye out for. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10, we've got typical evening traffic causing you some backups there. Same can be said for Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Beyond that, it's just going to be Navarre Parkway. Maybe still has a very little bit if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that is well on its way to dying down. The last noteworthy spot at this time, from what I can see, is if you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, passing Avalon Boulevard, and heading towards Glover Lane.
All right, here's Alan with the forecast.
Beautiful dry weather continues, and overnight it again will be a little cool with low temperatures inland down in the 40s. Along the coastal areas, lows will be between 50 and 55. Highs mid-70s on Tuesday with sunny skies. Nice weather. It continues, but we'll just have a slow warm-up over the next several days, and the weather will be dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Looking at our state headlines here, Governor DeSantis weighing in, speaking out on the pro-Palestinian protests that have led to arrests around the country. Here he is.
If I were in charge, I would send the Justice Department after those universities because this is unacceptable.
And he says that this is not just bad speech, but they're targeting Jewish students and bringing about a hostile environment that violates the civil rights of those individuals.
And along those lines, security is beefed up at synagogues across the state as Jews celebrate Passover this week.
It's an unfortunate place to be. I know that my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and one of my grandfathers, they both came to this country to escape them.
The Anti-Defamation League says that last year the number of anti-Semitic incidents outpaced the all-time high set in 2022 by 140%, with more than 8,000 incidents reported in total.
A pretty interesting one from the FHSAA. They're considering a plan to sanction competitive video gaming. Mm. They met in Gainesville today to discuss the potential interest of offering esports programs to high schools. There was a recent survey that went out to more than 400 schools, and over half showed interest in the proposal. Nearly two dozen states have already sanctioned esports, and that includes Alabama and Georgia. FHSAA says they're still in the early stages of that process.
Well,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you hear about, like, you see, like, various forms of media, how they change over time, and that's one of them for sure. Florida's apparently one of the worst states for online dating. A new survey from Privacy Journal compared factors such as romance scams, identity theft, violent crime rates, and prevalence of STDs across the nation. The Sunshine State was ranked fourth worst overall. However, the survey placed Florida second worst for identity theft and fraud and seventh worst for becoming a victim of romance scams.
Florida is not considered a swing state, but some political analysts think President Biden could change that. He is going to be in Tampa tomorrow discussing abortion rights. No surprise that that is his chosen topic in the Sunshine State. A poll last week by FAU shows Donald Trump leading Biden by 8 points in Florida. Analysts, though, say a quarter of voters are registered as no party affiliation, and if they were to swing one way or the other, it could be much more competitive. A recap of today's top three stories before our Fox News update. Pro-Palestinian protest on the campus of Columbia University continuing now for a sixth day. School president is at the point where they're calling it a crisis. Protesters are calling on the school to divest from companies that they say profit from Israel's violations of international law. 40 protesters were arrested during a rally at Yale as well. President Biden is assuring Ukrainian President Zelensky the U.S. will quickly send military aid to Kyiv in the battle against Russia. This after the House passed the $60 billion military aid package. The Senate is expected to do the same thing this week. 5:30 on the nose. Just a heads up for motorists here. You may have noticed, or you certainly would have if you've been traveling on I-10 over the last couple of weeks. You've probably seen a lot of dirt around the Highway 29 interchange or off ramps. So the FDOT is starting now the $236 million redesign of the interchange. Speed limits reduced to 50 miles an hour between the scenic exit and 9 Mile Road.
I'm John Saucier. More pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University today. A Jewish student there named Daniela Simons on the Fox News Channel says she is shocked by the demonstrations, which she calls hate speech.
This is the definition of hate speech. And it's crazy to me to think that I
I study at an institution that literally produces rocket scientists, yet they can't say that this is hate speech.
The protesters demanding the school sever all ties to Israel. Columbia's canceling in-person classes. The tensions are very high on campus right now. After making an Earth Day speech at a national park in Triangle, Virginia, President Biden talked about these protests breaking out on the college campuses around the country.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
President Biden says Americans' support for Israel is ironclad. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A just-announced federal rule will require most U.S. nursing homes to add staff. Announced today by Vice President Harris, the new rule, to be implemented in phases, will set minimum staffing ratios nationwide for homes that care for elderly and disabled people. Supporters say it's a great idea, but the CEO of the nursing home industry group, American Healthcare Association, blasted the rule as unconscionable, given the nation's nursing shortage. Cardinal Health confirms that its drug distribution contract with UnitedHealth's OptumRx will not be renewed when it expires in June. Sales to OptumRx generated 16% of the healthcare services and products company's consolidated revenue in fiscal 2023. In response to the news, Cardinal Health shares slid nearly 5% today. Recovering a chunk of last week's slide, stocks notched a solid rebound in the Monday session. The Dow Industrial has gained 253 points. The S&P 500 recouped 43. The tech-heavy NASDAQ up 169. That's Your Money.
This is JR from the JR Sport Brief with a sports sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. We're only a few days away from the NFL draft. I want to remind you, this is the week of lies. Teams, players, agents, and even family members will drop stories and rumors to try to get exactly what they want. Don't get caught up too much in the draft rumors, because on Thursday night, we find out the reality. I'm JR.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
paralyzed veteran and PVA executive director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola, your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You know, I got a few Goo Goo Dolls songs on our little song bank here, and I thought I had played a different one the other day, but I think it was that one. So if you're hearing a repeat of Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls,
hey,
that's
listen,
my bad.
I'm not going to complain about this.
Oh, so, no, it's a good song. Let's see, just past 5:35, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather, starting with Nine Mile Road. If you are traveling eastbound, we had backups going both east and west, but now it appears to solely be east. If you're traveling eastbound on Nine Mile toll towards Holsbury Road, that is the light where Applebee's, Hancock, Whitney Bank are. If you are in that area, we do have confirmation of an accident taking place over there, and it's still causing some backups at this time. Again, that's if you are traveling eastbound on 9 Mile towards Holsbury Road. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road still giving us some minor issues, and same can be said for Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We now have backups in a couple more areas here in Pensacola. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive giving us some pretty severe backups. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Highway 98, this is going to be if you're approaching Lillian Highway, we've got some backups over there as well. Beyond that, Navarre Parkway, Gulf Breeze Parkway, both looking clear. Caroline Street's looking good. So there's not much that should hold you up for too long.
All right. Forecast looks great this week. Overnight tonight, down into the low 50s, around 52 degrees, sunny and 74 Tuesday, 57 Tuesday night, warming up to around 80 degrees Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with sunshine abundant in the forecast. And I do not see any rain chances in the forecast through Sunday. So that's the kind of week that we have here. No complaints from me. National news today, Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial getting started with opening statements today.
These are all Biden trials. This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning.
Well, Trump, of course, is accused of falsifying business records to cover up hush payments that were made to Stormy Daniels in 2016. Allegedly, Trump's defense says there was no such scheme, and accused Daniels of trying to cash in on the allegation, saying that she still owes Trump $600,000 from failed legal suits. Also, the Supreme Court agreeing to take up a key gun rights case. This involves a Texas judge's ruling in favor of the makers and sellers of so-called ghost guns. They're made from kits and can be bought with no background check. The ATF recently changed the rules, giving the government more power to regulate them. The kits must come with serial numbers. The question now before the High Court is whether the ATF has the power to change gun rules or if that must come from Congress. Speaking of the Supreme Court, they also heard arguments today over whether homeless people can be cited for camping on public property. At the center of this case is a city in Oregon which has been enforcing ordinances that ban camping in city parks and on public property. A lower court ruled that if there are more homeless people than available shelter beds, the city can't fine people for camping outside. The man who set himself on fire outside of the courtroom where Donald Trump case is being heard has died. 37-year-old Max Azzarello lit himself on fire Friday in the designated protest area. And before setting himself on fire, he was seen throwing anti-government pamphlets into the air. High-tech scanners that could detect the flow of drugs from Mexico are sitting in a warehouse thanks to a lack of federal funding. Alejandro Mayorkas is asking Congress for more cash to get them up and running.
The majority of the fentanyl smuggled into our country is smuggled in passenger vehicles and commercial trucks through our ports of entry.
Mayorkas called fentanyl the largest drug threat he's ever faced, more than black tar heroin. He's long prioritized a high-tech solution to stop its flow across the southern border. It is a little bit certainly ironic and frustrating if you are a conservative to hear that, hey, they're trying to get high-tech scanners for the southern border, but there's no federal funding available.
Right.
A day after Congress approved funding for Ukraine. And, of course, this has been the Republicans' whole thing is, hey, look, we want funding for Ukraine tied to the southern border. And here is Mayorkas saying, hey, you know, we have these scanners that could detect fentanyl, but there's no federal funding available, or at least there's none that has been passed to use for that that measure. So pretty interesting. 542, Austin, what's happening in sports?
Well, we got a lot of postseason action in both the NBA and NHL. Both playoffs there got underway this weekend and continue tonight. In the NBA, we've got the Magic at Cavs on NBA TV. That's going to be at 6:30. And at the same time, we're going to have Sixers at Knicks on TNT. The latter game there is going to be followed by Lakers at Nuggets at 9 o'clock. As for the NHL, we got two doubleheaders, one on ESPN, one on ESPN2. On ESPN, it's Maple Leafs at Bruins at 6 o'clock, followed by Golden Knights at Stars at 8:30. And then on ESPN2, it's Islanders at Hurricanes at 6:30, followed by Kings at Oilers at 9. And the MLB, in about an hour, we've got White Sox at Twins. That's going to be getting underway at 6:40 on FS1. Joe cannot wait. Two of the top dogs in the MLB right
now. Ratings bonanza.
And the Rays are going to be hosting the Tigers, and Marlins will be visiting the Braves tonight. So we got some local action there. Unfortunately, those games are not televised, but nonetheless, if you follow the teams, that's something to look out for. In the NFL, it's draft week, and Joe's readying his pom-poms for Chicago's number one pick. If I were a betting man, it would probably be Caleb Williams. The draft runs from Thursday to Saturday, so be on the lookout for that if you're wanting to see some of your favorite players get selected by some of your favorite teams.
Sister station ESPN Pensacola, we have round one live on ESPN Pensacola.
So. And that's all you care about anyway, Joe. You care about that first overall pick.
Well, it's not all that I care about. I mean, we have pick one and we have pick nine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and those are the biggest hitters, to be fair. So Joe's going to be glued to ESPN Pensacola on Thursday. That's what that means. Veteran quarterback Matt Ryan has officially retired from the NFL. The 38-year-old hangs it up as one of the greatest passing QBs of his generation. Four Pro Bowl selections, along with the regular season MVP award back in the 16-17 season. That's the same one that saw him lead the Falcons to Super Bowl 51. And then lastly here, Scottie Scheffler. He's the winner of the RBC Heritage in South Carolina. Play was suspended due to darkness yesterday after heavy rains caused delays and was finished this morning. Scheffler has now won two events in a row after winning the Masters earlier this month. So congrats to Scheffler there. Let's see, just about 5:45, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. We did have confirmation of an accident. If you are traveling eastbound on 9 Mile Road, that is towards Holsbury Road. That's the light where Applebee's and Hancock Whitney Bank are. Mm-hmm. Also, we did have some backups developing. I mentioned this in the last update. If you are traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 98 towards Lillian Highway, there is now confirmation of an accident there as well, causing some pretty heavy backups at this time. And the caller who brought that to my attention did say that multiple vehicles are involved. Beyond that, it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And outside of that, it does not appear that there's going to be too much more that'll hold you up.
All right. Looking at our forecast, Alan Strum with that.
The weather overnight, again, cooling down. Low temperatures inland will drop down into the 40s along the coastal zones, mainly between 50 and 55. Another beautiful day with sunny skies here for Tuesday. We'll have high temperatures in the mid-70s. As we move through the week, the weather will slowly warm up and it will be all dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right, very good. Looking at some health, business, and science notes today. NASA says April's full moon and the Lyrids meteor shower are happening this week. The April full moon is also known as the pink moon, and it's peaking tomorrow. The Lyrids meteor shower will peak today, or tonight, I guess. NASA says the moon may outshine the meteor shower, so best viewing would be to get away from city lights and look up. So.
Yeah, keep that in mind. And also, if you frequent Express Incorporated, the clothing retailer, or any of their shops, apparently it has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, so keep an eye out for that as well. They plan to close 100 stores across the U.S. Express owns Bonobos and Up West, and it has said that it will close 95 of its Express stores in all of its Up West locations.
Yeah, I've never been in an Express that I know of. I know people who... wear Express, and they are significantly thinner than I am.
Yeah.
And, I think that I have not been able to fit in anything that Express would sell since I was about 6 years old.
Yeah. So. No, I can relate to that for sure. California is about to take new action in the fight for abortion rights. Governor Gavin Newsom revealed yesterday that an emergency bill will be introduced this week so Arizona doctors could come to California and provide reproductive care. He says he wants to give access to women and girls fleeing that state over a new abortion ban.
Big news for fans of Deadpool in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. A new trailer out now for Deadpool and Wolverine. The third installment is, of course, starring Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, and it follows Deadpool arriving in the MCU after he was kidnapped by the Time Variance Authority. Mm. It hits theaters on July 26th.
And Netflix's Roast of Tom Brady will air live on the streaming platform. The greatest roast of all time will be held at 7 p.m. on May 5th in Los Angeles. Kevin Hart will host a show that will see an all-star lineup take aim at the seven-time Super Bowl winner.
Also, I just did that one. So it is Kid Cudi?
I believe so.
All right, let's go with that.
But I do have a way to find out why
you're
reading
it. You are the expert. He says he broke his foot when he jumped off the stage at Coachella yesterday. Video of the incident shows Cudi being helped by security after he tried to jump into the photographer's pit. Okay. Of the Sahara stage at the festival. He says that he's never had a broken bone before and thanked fans for concern and well wishes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And the list of 2024 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame includes classic rock and hip-hop acts, among others. The names were announced Sunday night on American Idol. They include Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. So stacked lineup there. But you would expect nothing less for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. No, that's good for all them. I've heard of the bands that are listed here. I don't think I've heard of Foreigner. I probably know songs.
Have you ever heard Cold as Ice?
You're as cold as ice.
That's Foreigner.
Oh, okay.
And Jukebox Hero, that's another one that's Foreigner.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, we will take a break there. Wacky stories, good news, and maybe some more falsetto singing next.
Perhaps.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Join Makia of Fleet Feet and their guest at 9 a.m. this Wednesday for Fleet Feet's updates on running and walking clubs, Fleet Feet's new shoe lines, and upcoming events. Check out their new store on Garden Street, downtown Pensacola, across from Everman. Get your Fit ID scan in the store, and it's not just for runners, it's for everyone who wears shoes. Tune in to the Pep Talk for more information.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach is back. Grab a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, Mass Confusion takes the stage, playing classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies, all in their own style. Grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
Winding things down in hour number two. Happy Monday. Hope your weekend was awesome. Mine was pretty good.
Good to hear.
Busy enough to not be completely lazy sloth, but also not too busy where I was like, man, I didn't really get a chance to relax, watch some of the playoff basketball on Saturday night, and took a nice nap when the Mavericks were getting destroyed by the Clippers yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Without
Kawhi, no less.
Yeah, but had some church stuff going on. And my church, every year, we have a pie auction. It is to raise money for, you know, some of the widows in the church, you know, get them some, like, home improvements, things like that, and also our teens go to Teen Extreme at PCC every summer, so we raise money for that. And so, you know, people in the church will bring desserts, you know, and we'll have an auction or whatever. Now, I am not a money bags, but some of the people in our church are, and they will throw down quite a bit of money on some of these desserts.
Especially if they know it's for a good cause.
Absolutely. And a lady in our church, she will, and this is like kind of like our church tradition, where every year she will make this just this ginormous banana pudding dessert. And, you know, like everybody in the church gets a slice, you know, whatever, but... her son will always, he has to win the auction because it's his mom's dish, right? So,
right.
This thing, it goes pretty high. I won a dessert for $110 yesterday.
Really? What was it?
It was a kind of a wafer cake with butter and caramel in between the wafers. It was very chewy, very good. Too much for me to eat by myself, and they were cut up into individual pieces, so I, you know, shared with other people in the church. And that's the other thing too. A lot of people will win desserts and then they'll just say, hey, church can share it, you know. So it's good time. And
yeah, that's awesome.
We had that last night there. 5:53, looking at our top three stories. So we of course, have the pro-Palestinian protests that are continuing to rage on, Columbia, Yale, among other places, and 6 days now of demonstrations, and the Columbia University president is calling it a crisis now. Around 40 people were arrested during a rally at Yale. President Biden says he condemns the anti-Semitic protest, and also today had a conversation with Ukrainian President Zelensky after the House passed the $60 billion military aid package. The Senate is expected to do so this week as well. Austin, how are the roads to the final time this hour?
Well, it's really weird, Joe, how it just seems like it's a law of nature for all traffic to basically just clear out when we get to when we get close to the third hour, because we did have some backups if you were traveling eastbound on Mile Road. That's just past Holsbury Road approaching Kimstrand. We don't have basically we no longer have any congestion in that area now, it seems. A little bit if you are traveling westbound on Highway 98 or eastbound. It's a little bit both ways here, but this is going to be near the light with Lillian Highway. We did get a caller telling us that there were multiple vehicles involved. But nonetheless, as I said, the congestion is not looking too severe right now, luckily. And we do have another accident report if you are traveling. This is eastbound on Lillian Highway towards the intersection with New Warrington Road. But once again, the congestion is not very severe and doesn't reach for overly long. But outside of that, those couple of outliers there, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Beautiful dry weather continues, and overnight it again will be a little cool with low temperatures inland down in the 40s. Along the coastal areas, lows will be between 50 and 55. Highs mid-70s on Tuesday with sunny skies. Nice weather. It continues, but we'll just have a slow warm-up over the next several days, and the weather will be dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first morning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Austin, I saw this this survey list that came out of acceptable and unacceptable restaurant behaviors.
Ooh.
I don't know if you've ever gone to a restaurant with somebody and they kind of act in a way where you're just super uncomfortable
yes.
being there with them. I have. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the more interesting ones, I think, there are 3% of people that say it is unacceptable to ask for to-go containers.
No, that's stupid.
Now, I don't know if there is somebody out there under the sound of my voice that believes that. If you do, would you please text in and explain that to me? Not because I'm going to judge you or make fun of you,
but
I'm just
curiosity.
Genuinely curious why it would be unacceptable to ask for a to-go container. There are also on this here asking to be seated before their entire party arrives, 13%, so not very much say that that is unacceptable. This one was 51% say this is acceptable to ask for a table near a power outlet to charge their phones.
I never do that. I get it, but I
don't know
that
I would do that anyway. Flirting with the staff.
Obviously, that's not cool.
23% say, hey, it's acceptable. 50% say no. 20% not sure whether it is acceptable or otherwise. This one's interesting because I have a valid reason for this.
All right.
Bringing outside food or drinks into the restaurant.
Oh.
14% say acceptable. 71% say it's not. Here's why I fall on the camp of it is acceptable, because my wife has a lot of dietary restrictions, right?
Okay.
And so oftentimes, you know, a lot of people maybe from our church will go out to eat, and we may go to a place where there's just very little or nothing on the menu that she could eat, you know, do with spices or just whatever. So she will go to maybe a neighboring place, pick up food, and then come over and obviously sit with the masses there.
Yeah.
So there are circumstances like that where I would be like perfectly fine.
No, you know? No, that's totally fair. My biggest gripe is I come from a very loud family. So
shocking.
Yeah. So when we are together as a big group, our family is so loud. I try, my brother and I and my grandma, we try to be quiet, but like just several members of my family will get rambunctious. And man, we've had people like look at us, people make fun of us. And it's just like that's what kind of makes me nervous. Like, I don't want my family to get too loud. But you're actually talking about like stuff that has to do with the restaurant itself, like bringing food in or something. Yeah. I think what you just said though with your wife though, I think that's good reasoning there. Yeah.
Texter says whatever bad behavior people think there could be when they're in a restaurant, it can always be overcome with a great tip.
Yeah, especially if the waiter or waitress has a problem with it, that'll shut them up quick. Let's see some good news here. A hospital in Spain is bringing dogs into the ICU. They're therapy dogs, and they're being brought in to help comfort patients. It's optional, but patients in the program receive 2 visits each week of 15 to 20 minutes each. I would take them up on that offer for sure.
Yeah. Also in our good news, let me scroll down there. A Louisville man claimed his lottery prize just hours after he won it. Kentucky Lottery says he won $225,000, and the win came in the middle of him dealing with the death of his mother. He had just returned from her funeral last month when he stopped at a gas station and struck it rich after buying some tickets. So hopefully some temporary joy and smiles there, and best wishes to him moving forward.